Welcome to the Ella Ringrose podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. So what we talk about on this podcast is all things to do with spirituality, surrendered manifestation, angel messages, and self-love, really becoming the best versions of ourselves and stepping into our highest potential so that we can love ourselves and love our lives. I'm so grateful to have you here. I ask if you are listening, please give this video or this podcast a star rating and make sure to take a screenshot and pop it on your Instagram stories, as I love seeing them over on Instagram. I do want to give you a quick side note that I stream all of these podcasts on my YouTube channel as a live stream. So if it sounds like I'm speaking to the camera or if I'm describing a card, as I do card messages in these podcasts, that is why. It is because I'm literally speaking to the camera as well as the podcast. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and let's get straight into today's podcast. Hello everyone, welcome back. I'm going to wait a couple minutes for people to join this live stream, but I wanted to welcome you today because today is a really exciting video. We are going to be talking, I was meditating basically, and I was like, angels, what should I speak about today? And the biggest thing I heard was the universe is within our heart chakra. And it was so funny because I was pulling cards right before and I pulled the heart chakra card, you know? I love the resonance in that. And I basically went to a beautiful retreat this weekend, and it was such a big heart opener for me. And it's something day by day, the more I progress on this spiritual path, the heart energy in my body is getting bigger and bigger. And it feels so expansive. It baffles me, and it makes so much sense why so much people are struggling and suffering, is because that suppression of that heart energy is so locked in us humans. And that's why so much of us feel stuck. We feel scared. We feel embedded in deep, deep fear. And the more this expansive energy comes out, the more abundant and fruitful life becomes. And so I want to share this with you and some techniques you can actionably do in your life so that you can essentially do this too. And it can really, really help you, because the universe, again, within the heart is the map to our life. It's what guides us. It's what leads us. It's what creates us. It's what creates our life and all that stuff. So I'm really excited to chat with you. I'm going to kindly ask that you give this a thumbs up. It really helps me to get this message to as much people as possible. And I'm just grateful. And I hope you all are having a beautiful, blessed day wherever you are. I also want to ask there is a lot of new subscribers. I want to welcome you to my channel and thank you for subscribing. And as well, let you know that I have a free angel manifestation hypnosis down below, which is amazing, because at the end of the day, everything is energy. And like, it baffles me how there could be like a little tweak of an energy block, and the moment we shift that or we transmute that, a doorway opens, a pathway opens that leads to so much more expansion that we wouldn't have been able to go to if this little block and this little barrier wasn't moved. And so this hypnosis really helps clear any energetic blocks in your chakras to help you maneuver forward. So yeah, sending you all love in the world, and I'm going to get into it. So I pulled some cards, and the first card I pulled was the heart chakra. And so in all religions, sit into a yogi position. In every single religion, it almost always goes back to the heart chakra. The heart chakra, the loving energy, the one love. It's always this divine, loving expansiveness, universal frequency, energy, source, whatever you want to call it. I call it God. I call it the divine. I call it source. You can call it the universe. Whatever label resonates with you, take that. And you have to know that this is where it is. It's in the heart chakra. Okay. It's not outside of us. It's not something that we need to seek or find. It's something that's sitting with us all the time. It's more so, do we dare to go within? Okay. And within the heart chakra, within this heart space, that is a divine, divine, expansive guider for our life. Okay. This helps us maneuver us in our life, helps us pull us out of situations. If there's a difficulty you're going through, or you're going through an emotional purge, or you're really struggling, or maybe you're feeling immensely isolated, you feel you're trying too hard, you're struggling with money, financial stability, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Like, this is a human world. Whatever it is at a human level you are experiencing, the only gateway it's not to say the only, but the main one I have come to, and I will continue to go back to, like, I've done a lot of soul searching, and the answer I always get back from spirit is love. Love, 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 love. That's all they always say back to me when I'm struggling. They're like, find the light, find the love. Okay. This light, this beaming light bulb within you is the map of your life. It holds the map of your life. It holds the things that you want to create, that you want to manifest, that you want to experience, that you want to flourish, that you want to grow, that you want to learn. Everything that you want to experience in your highest potential lies within your heart. The map is in here, okay? And there's so much content online and noise, like immense amounts of noise. I'll give you some backstory for me if you don't know my story. I went through my spiritual awakening many years ago, and I don't even consume music anymore. I do love certain types of music, like, don't get me wrong, like, I will listen to music the odd time, but for the most part, I'm always listening to frequencies. I'm listening to Mother Gaia music, Mother Earth music, angelic frequencies, any type of music that evokes the heart chakra within me, I listen to that. And the moment I started attuning to those frequencies and listening more of that music and meditating a ton was when my psychic abilities came through, where I was able to start healing myself. I was able to guide others onto the same pathway as I. And that is all down to reconnecting with the heart. Okay, so you must understand that in this world, we are so embedded in fear. So embedded in fear. Like, immensely embedded. There's media, news, magazines telling you you're not good enough. Subconsciously, from the minute we go into school, we're told who we should be, how we should be, instead of allowing our natural core expression to express itself. And right now we're looking at a day and age where a lot of people are so disconnected from their true essence. And there's so much discomfort and inner neglection, because we don't know who we are. Essentially, we don't know that we are divine love, that we are an essence of the divine creator that is all. We're so disconnected from bliss, from our sensuality, from pure sensuality, right? When we think of sensuality, we might think of sex. Sensuality is a feeling. It's the senses of the body, enjoying the taste of food, the smell of food, the touch on your skin, right? It's the slowed down movement. It's the going into nature and getting immersed in a forest. It's eating food without needing to look at a screen and really just immersing yourself in that food. It's these little activities and these little pockets that so much of us don't experience is what blocks us from the heart chakra. The more noise, the more consumption, the more consuming we have around us, the more, it's not to say you won't be connected to your heart if you have that, because I love learning just like anyone else. But it's more asking you, and this is what the divine and spirit and your guides and your angels all want you to do, is attune to within, attune to within, right? You all know we have a higher self connection. We have a higher self, which has a higher expanded awareness. Let's say you're going through a really depressing stage. Maybe you broke up with a partner. Maybe you're just lost a job. Maybe you're experiencing a lot of emotions that, oh, feel shit, right? Like, they just feel difficult and you just want the world to pause for a minute and you're like, can I get a freaking break, right? We've all been there. Those feelings, or maybe you go on a spiritual pathway, like, right? This is something that I've noticed a lot of people who go through awakenings is feeling immensely alienated because they feel so different. I myself am a highly sensitive person, immensely sensitive. From a young age, if I had a sip of alcohol, I would get drunk. The smell of perfume would make me lightheaded. Polyester clothes would put my skin into hives. Like, sarcastic comments would, like, oh, really get to me because I was a highly sensitive person. And so there's all these challenges, if you are highly sensitive as well, all these challenges or these experiences we have in this world that might feel, oh, this feels too much. Like, I don't know what to do. I can't get through this. Like, what do I do? Allow your heart to lead. Allow your heart to guide. Okay. You have to allow, and I'm pulling the card here, the heart chakra to guide you. You have to allow this to be the leader of your life and allow that heart energy to start expand into every area of your life. And this is really practical stuff, right? This heart energy allows you to create wealth. It allows you to create beautiful, meaningful relationships. It allows you to heal yourself. If you have an illness or a disease, specifically if you're sick a lot, heart energy is what's going to heal and transmute that, okay? Because everything in this world is either fear or love. It's those frequencies. And so much people are ridiculed within fear, and they're embedded within their mind, which is the ego, in this narrative that's been portrayed onto them. It's been projected onto them. And I see it, and I actually get a vision of this. Like, it's like I'm seeing a clean, white, pristine bowl, okay, of energy, which is your vibrancy. It's maybe your passion for art or belly dancing or your passions for yoga. Like, let's say you have a specific passion. And then you come into this world and all this like molecules of dirt stick to this light until the point that the white light isn't shining anymore. And it's just this dirt circulating all around this bowl. And that is the process of the spiritual awakening. It's unbecoming what we've been told we should be. Who we've told we should be. Oh, you can only love yourself if you look like this or if you feel the specific way. You're not worthy until you do this and X, Y, and Z, right? You're not anything unless you do this. All these different things we're told and we're conditioned and programmed. And it happens very subtly that we're not aware, right? It happens over a collective of moments. I was meditating, doing a shamanic journey like a week ago. And one thing spirit showed me was like a collective of this specific image that I was seeing throughout magazines, media, like the Kardashians, like all these mainstream things and the programming it created for us to the point that it's quote unquote normal. When in reality, at our natural core essence, we are nothing but love. That is our natural core. Yet we become so disconnected from our truth and we become brainwashed into fear. And the spiritual path and the path of the universal divine intelligence, the one where you can co-create a life that you can manifest miracles, comes from yearning back to love. Always. And it's not about like being deceptive. Like if there's certain things in this world that are not okay, like that's where you share your voice through love, right? Love is fighting. Love is power. Not fighting like physically, but like fighting for what you know is right. That is love. So love isn't this passive, it is a very soft, holy energy. It's very delicate, but it's also fire. It's also the earthly elements. Like Mother Earth is a vastly expansive energy, right? Mother Earth is our home. It's who we are. Like our human bodies, we're made up of Gaia, right? We're made up of Mother Earth. We're made up of all that. And so it's important that we connect with those energies to allow our heart energy to expand, okay? So the card I pulled here was Find Your Bliss. And it's I'm following a path I love and I'm fully aligned to my soul purpose, okay? And this is where I want to speak about intention. Also, for anyone watching, can you please give this video a thumbs up if you're enjoying this? It really helps out the channel. But the card I pulled was Following Your Bliss. I'm following a path I love and fully aligned to my soul purpose. So I believe each and every one of us has a soul purpose without a freaking doubt, especially if you're into spirituality or you're awakening to things or you're into self-love or self-care. Everyone I think has a divine purpose. And I think the way we figure out what our divine purpose is through following that light, that beacon of light within us, that guidance system, because we all hold an internal guidance system within us. Oh my freaking God. It's this like beaming light that leads us on our path. And so when you find spirituality, maybe when you start praying to God or source, or you start doing yoga or you meditate or you start eating like more holistically or organically, whatever it is, you might start to notice your reality shift. You might start to feel, you know, maybe your friend texts you and goes, oh, I want to go out for a drink, like a glass of wine. And you're like, it doesn't feel right to me. Like there's this part of your body that's just like, doesn't feel right to me anymore. Maybe there's loads of friends. You always went night clubbing. You're like, just doesn't feel right. Or maybe you have children and you're always tied up with your kids. And like you get that one pocket of time and you would always like give it to other people, like a friend or a family member. And they text you going, oh, do you want to talk? And you go, you know, I don't want to talk to you right now. Out of love. This is the light within you leading you back to your sovereignty and to your wholeness and realizing that you have to love yourself first in order to consciously manifest your life and to essentially lead your life, right? The map of your life, okay? That all resides within the heart. And the heart chakra is self-respect, it's self-love, it's sovereignty, it's discernment, it's allowing faith to lead the way. It's allowing you to override fear, right? So much of us, it's all mental. This is the thing, it's so mental, all of this fear, and the world is under kind of a mental spell. that, like, when you look at the collective, it's mental. They live in a mental world. We all, I do too. Sorry, I'm not like saying I don't. Like, the world is very, very mental. Okay, it's the fourth dimension, right? We're in a third dimensional reality. But of course, the world is ascending to the fifth dimension, okay, which is the heart energy, which is allowing your heart to guide you, which is allowing your heart to be the visionary, right? If you're ever like sitting at home or sitting in your bath or you're struggling in a moment and you feel your heart visualizing of this life or this certain moment, maybe you're writing a book and you keep visualizing that book, that is the visionary within you. That is the heart within you asking to be manifested into the physical form. That is what the highest potential, the highest divine will of what you want to be created, okay? And we all have a potential. We all have a map. We all have a route that we hope to experience this world. And how we do that is through spiritual attunement. Spiritual attunement is tuning into our heart chakra. It's tuning into that loving guidance, that beat of your own drum, and following that undeniably, okay? And allowing that to steer your life. Because the moment we let the mind override the heart, I actually see it like a devil with claws, clawing you down and like caving you and limiting your potential, limiting your belief in yourself, and therefore judging others and feeling jealous of others who are going out and doing things or are going out and living the life that you want or are experiencing happiness and you feeling bitter. Right? It's about allowing your mind to be set free and stop attaching to so much things. So I wrote this in meditation. It was the difference between intention versus want. And I wanted to speak about this because this is going to really help you. And again, for anyone watching, if you're resonating, please give this video a thumbs up. So our biggest gift in this world is intention, right? So I'm holding a glass of water here. Our intention is how our heart manifests things. So this water, with every molecule, every cell, energy, bit of energy in this water is neutral. My mind can look at this and go, this is dirty water. This water isn't good for me, right? I'm attaching an energy to this water, okay? Or I can go to the water, I'm going to infuse you with love. This is going to be like a love potion. When I drink this, or it can be an abundance potion, right? I visualize abundance in this water. When I consume that, I'm ingesting that medicine of that intention. Okay, because we're Mother Gaia. So when you think about Mother Gaia, Mother Earth provides fresh air for us. Mother Earth provides food for us. Mother Earth is our home, right? Your home isn't your apartment or your cottage. It's Mother Earth that we sit on and we reside on, okay? It also gives us the medicine that we need. All the medicine we need is in the earth, okay? It's a very holistic approach, in my opinion anyway. And so through the heart energy, through us linking an intention into whatever it is we're co-creating in this world is what we allow to be manifested. Does that make sense? I'm curious if that makes sense for anyone in the comments, if you can let me know. Like, our intention for everything is one of the most powerful forces of this human experience and this human existence for consciously creating our life, manifesting miracles, manifesting health, wanting to attract a soulmate, whatever it is on your spiritual path. Maybe you're just going through a really shitty time. Maybe it's been years you've been going through a shitty time, right? Like, whatever it is, the emotions, how can we set an intention to see a higher perspective? Can I set the intention to learn something for this? Can I set the intention to love myself deeper? Can I set the intention to move away from this experience? Can I set the intention to let go of my past? We are co-creators who reside on Mother Earth, and we're connected to the divine through the heart, right? So when we are sitting here in this world and we're living out our world through intention of heart, which is light, which is energy, we're projecting the divine onto our experience of how we co-create, okay? And that divine essence is able to guide us. So like in my previous video, the universe has your back. That energy is able to help us. So I wrote down here in my notebook, intention versus want and the difference, right? A lot of people say, know what you want, okay? And I get the, like, know what you want. Like, if your heart desires things, you're meant to experience that. And you're meant to work on creating that into your world, right? The heart has all the answers to what we desire, what we want to experience. You might also notice when you go deeper on a spiritual path that your desires shift immensely. I know for me, mine completely shifted. Like, the vision board I created like 2 years ago, I look at it now and I'm like, I don't even see a single thing in there that I desire, because it changes and it shifts. Because the heart, when that takes over, you realize a lot of things that we were told we wanted, we actually maybe didn't want. And then it's about yearning back your authenticity and finding out, like, okay, what do I want? Okay. But the difference between want, and I'm just looking at my notebook here. Want is a sense of control, firstly, and want is a sense of fear, because by you wanting that thing implies it's not even essentially outside of you, but by wanting that thing, it's saying you don't already have it within you. And so when we hear, oh, I want that, immediately we go to the mental of fear of like, how do I get that? Right? So we're like, oh, I want that. How do I get that? How's that going to happen? But how is that? The mind gets involved, right? When we tune into intention, my intention is to manifest this thing. My intention is to manifest whatever is for my highest good. My intention is to receive this thing, right? Do you see the difference in language that changes frequency? It's the same with I have to do this, or I get to do this. Right, these little tweaks that we can make throughout our world, which comes from heart, because the heart is so immensely grateful for us to be here on earth. The heart is immensely grateful for us to be able to walking. Another beautiful thing is the first thing that is ever created. I was at a retreat this weekend. I met a beautiful shaman, and he said the first thing that, I didn't know this, the first thing that is ever created is the heart. It's not your eyes, it's not your fingernails, it's not your legs. Your heart is the first thing that was created into this world. And it's also essentially the thing that gets you out of this world. Your heart stops beating. So that's why every religion, every spiritual pathway always pulls you back to your heart chakra. How can I be more loving to myself? How can I nourish myself? How can I nourish my soul? How can I be kinder to myself? If that's every morning waking up 5 minutes before the kids wake up to have a cacao, like a ceremonial cacao, and infusing your intention of that cacao with love, and then drinking that with love, and then allowing your day to be started on a newer, fresher note. Maybe you're going through a difficult emotional stage, right? Or specifically, let's say you're struggling with money. Maybe you want to start a business and you really want to manifest more money and you're worrying about it. How can you start to appreciate and love money? It's about shifting and tweaking everything to allow your heart energy to infuse your life. And it's not about spiritually bypassing, right? How I got to the place of living from a heart-led life was actually through going through a lot of suffering. So it's not to neglect other emotions. It's the heart doesn't attach to them. When we attach to an emotion, we're suffering. When we go, oh, I'm experiencing a sad emotion, so I'm a sad person. Oh, I'm sick, so I'm sick. Like, we identify to whatever we're experiencing. Non-attachment is where we can infuse intention. If I am sick, my intention is to love my body back to health, instead of identifying with that sickness, without identifying to that poverty consciousness, without identifying to that lack vibration. Do you see where I'm coming from? So the portal of the heart is, at its neutral standpoint, abundant, expansive, immensely creative. It has all the answers. It has all the answers to your money problems, your relationship problems, your love problems, your self-love problems. So I leave this with you, and I'm going to pull a card from the Rose deck real quick. Is how can you allow yourself to look within you and receive the guidance to that thing, to that place you want to go, whatever you're going through. And for the people who are watching, if you give this video a thumbs up, it really helps me out. And this is something actually we did last week. If you are in my expansion membership, I'm going to link it down below if you want to join. It's a beautiful community where I do Zoom ceremonies, and I allow you to really reconnect with your heart essence, to really reconnect with your spiritual self so that you can create your best life, because that is how we're meant to do things. It's through that guidance system, because the mind honestly just gets in the freaking way a lot of the time. So the card again, I pull this every time, and it's come to me, attracting like a rose, receive abundance and desires, right? So this is something we spoke about a lot in expansive membership last weekend on the Zoom ceremony. One fun thing you may not know, the rose is the highest frequency flower on the planet. So we do rose Zoom ceremonies where we create a ceremonial space to activate our love within ourselves, to allow us to excel. And the rose, I see humans as roses, right? Like, you know, when a rose, it has the thorns, like that's how humans are. Like we go through difficulty. And essentially, if you're watching this far, you've definitely gone through a lot of tragedy or difficulty or like, you know, to get to this point, you have to, because we're essentially in a metamorphosis, right? Our soul comes here to have a metamorphosis. When you look at a butterfly and the caterpillar, the amount of pressure that that has to go through to flood its wings out, right? It's the same within us. So we had to go through all those experiences and setting that intention of going, I'm grateful for my past. I take the things I learned from it in my toolbox and I leave the rest, right? We leave the rest. Let the past go. Okay. So going back to what I was saying about the rose, I see I do want to say this, a lot of people who watch me are women, pretty much all the demographics. So if you're a man, like know you have a portal within your, like where the womb space is basically, where it's held, but like the stomach area, right? For the woman, the womb is essentially the portal that creates life, that bridges heaven to earth, that bridges the spiritual realm to the physical realm. And so women have in their wombs like weaved trauma and a lot of conditioning, a lot of fear, beliefs, a ton of shame, my God. And same with men, sorry, they hold that as well in their sacral chakra. The womb and the heart are interlinked and connected. So when we allow a spiral of light to move from the like the kundalini, the mother Gaia energy within the womb, because the womb is a human aspect, right? And we allow that to weave up and connect that interlink with the heart, we allow ourselves to manifest utter miracles, pleasure. And when I say manifest miracles, I don't just mean like one thing. I mean like your life experience. No anxiety, no stress, no fear, just pure like beauty. Like you get to experience life in such a different outlook, a different lens. It's like you get contact lenses. You just see things differently, but most importantly, you feel differently. That's something we did, actually, I do want to say again, is expansion membership was we did a big womb clearing, because I think one thing that is really being initiated, and I'm hearing this a lot from the angels and a lot of people, is that the womb needs the most work now at the moment, because it's about men and women finding their inner warrior, their inner strength, their inner power, which is the card I pulled here, Archangel Michael. I'm grateful for the strength and courage Archangel Michael brings to my life. This is about seeing your own inner strength, because now is the time you need to step up. Now is the time that you need to step into your greatness, that you need to beam into your life, into your light. Sorry. Let me drink this water. Now is the time, because now on earth, we are going through a massive shift, and you may have felt it for the past few years. Maybe your life is going through a massive shift and you know, things are shifting, you're experiencing difficulty, maybe you lost a job, like whatever tragedy, I always say all these things. Now is the time for you to step up and know you're on your own path and to not allow others to sway you in different directions. Follow your heart, because the universe, again, is within your heart. Like it's not this thing in the clouds, although I do believe the divine is like something we cannot see. It's so expansive and therefore it kind of is above us, but it's also within us and we're a part of that. Our souls and essence of that. And so it says here, I follow my own unique path with courage and strength. Okay, and ways that you can do this is through grounding. So connecting with Mother Earth, connecting with the trees, with nature, allowing yourself to eat more pure foods, doing meditation. So important. I cannot go a day without meditation. It's like my life, my love. Whatever it is, finding those pockets that allow you to love yourself deeper and to connect with the divine, to connect with that loving essence, right? So the love that we are conditioned, like, you know, the love where like people are like, oh, so love yourself, self-love. I remember when I was like hearing that everywhere, I was like feeling guiltier more than ever, because like I wasn't oozing with the self-love that I thought I was meant to. Like a lot of, you know, there's like really overly confident people and they're like, just love yourself. And I was like, fucking how? It's so hard. Like, it's like every part of our world is kind of telling us we're not good enough because we're programmed, especially we have our egos, our minds, which are so mean to us, may I add. So mean. And so the only thing that pulls us out of that meanness, that nastiness, is again the heart chakra. And I know I keep saying it, I'm like a broken record, but that is the truth. It's very simplistic. And the more we can find ways energetically to tune into that, therefore, if it's meditation, if it's grounding, if it's doing the like a ceremony, a self-love Zoom ceremony, if it's pulling cards for yourself, if it's doing mirror work, if it's doing a little bit of yoga at night, if it's giving yourself a massage, even a sensual massage. Like earlier today, I wanted to try this out because in sensuality, when I say sensuality, like I mean just like the senses of your skin. I literally just shut my eyes and started moving my body and just started feeling what felt good and coming back to my body, because we're told that our bodies are like these physical things and they're just meant to be numb and we're meant to be self-deprecating or we're meant to hate our bodies and, you know, all this, instead of appreciating that this body is a vessel of love, this body is pulling us and grounding us onto this earthly experience, this body is here to experience more joy, experience more pleasure, experience more abundance. It's not meant to be, the body is not designed to be in a ridiculed state of stress and perpetual fear 24/7. It's just not. And the only way you can get out of that again is the heart chakra, right? We're not meant to be stressed all the time. We're not meant to be worried. And I know it can sound really difficult to hear that if that's what you're experiencing right now. It can sound triggering. It can feel difficult. Well, easy for you to say, and I understand. But it was in the moments that I was experiencing the most stress and worry and fear was the moment I realized this isn't the answer because it's not helping me evolve in any shape or form. It's a difference from feeling sadness and feeling those emotions that need to be felt. But the feeling of fear and anxiety is a very primal thing. And it's something that's conditioned into so many of us. And so allowing yourself to say, I'm going to be a warrior of light. I'm going to be a warrior of faith and love. And I'm going to allow myself to expand my heart into everything that I do, into my art, into my business, into my creations, into my job, into my career, into my relationships, into my friendships, into myself, into my yoga practice, my whatever. This is about spoiling yourself with love. Because by you spoiling yourself with love, you are stepping in to the state of the divine, to allow it to work through you and co-create with this world and to create a beautiful life more than you could have imagined. Okay? So I hope that helped you, and I'm sending you so much love. If you're watching and this resonates, please give this video a thumbs up. And just again, know your intention is the sacred thing that interlinks the heart with the mental. So I'm also just hearing to say this real quick. I'm just hearing this. I'm just so psychic. I'm really joking. Do you know what? Me and my friend have a joke. Like when we get downloads, we're like, we're so psychic, even though it's kind of a joke. The thing about self-love and hearing a lot of people preach this is it's super mental for them. So like, okay, so how do I love myself? So I'm all about allowing the heart to infuse up to the mind rather than the mind infusing to the heart. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is because my spiritual awakening happened the opposite. My third eye opened and my crown chakra, my awakening was the opposite of a kundalini. It started mental. So my crown opened, then my third eye, then my throat, then my heart, sacral, solar plexus, the root, like it worked its way down. And so we're very conditioned to think and then feel. Whereas now I feel and then think. Do you see the little switch? So instead of asking or thinking, okay, how do? I tune into my heart and the feeling of that intention, and then the guidance is received mentally. Does that make sense? So the heart chakra, it's not just this thing, like, because I know a lot of people might think, well, if I follow my heart, I'll go homeless. Or if I follow my heart, I won't be able to survive in this chaotic industry, right? Whatever it is. Not the case. Because the heart is the expansive divine creator that created this entire universe, this entire world. Like, it's so expansive. Like there's not a single part of it that's not abundant. The mind, though, is conditioned, it's programmed, it's embedded in fear, it's embedded in trauma, it's embedded in all those different types of energies. And it's very vulnerable and fragile. Like the ego is always going to be very fragile. And so what you can do with your intention is infuse. This is the amazing thing about our senses. We can visualize an intention that we desire, and we shut our eyes and we can feel into that. And our third eye, the mind's eye, will show the vision of that and induce this feeling within the body and the heart. And it'll trickle up to our head and allow us to give us actionable tips and guidance, but also the knowing that, like, you just need to do one step at a time to get there, okay? So I hope this live stream helped. I know it was a bit all over the place. I feel like it was like a tree branch. This is what I call it when you have a million different like topics branching off into other little things and blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to say that because the answers are all lying in the heart, the guidance to your life, to your map of your life, the universe, it all is within the heart chakra. And it's about allowing yourself to activate the heart energy. It's the portal to it all. It's where the, it just is, okay? And so in whatever way you can do, for example, this here, if you're watching the YouTube, because I do upload these to my podcast, I've been really connecting with this crystal lady. I'm always guided to specific crystals at the time, and this is the one I'm connecting with immensely right now. I don't know the name though, I'm sorry. I just get guided to them. And lately my heart has been opening more and more every single day. And let me tell you, and I always say this, like nothing beats this. Like I live a very simple life. Like I don't drink coffee. I don't consume a ton of content. Like there's not many stimulants in my life and I'm like high on life. Like this energy, it's like ecstasy. Like I can't even explain it. So the more you do activities that infuse the heart chakra, connecting to nature, drinking your morning cup of cacao or meditating or yoga or just breathing deeply, these things open up the heart chakra and allow you to navigate your life. And these are very actionable things that pull you out of any situation. If maybe you're in a marriage and you're like, I literally feel like I'm not meant to be with this person and you don't know where to begin. Like that's where the heart pulls you out of those situations. The heart has the answers and it's immensely patient with you and it's immensely compassionate with you, because I think people really need to start being like more compassionate with themselves and a lot more gentle with themselves. I know for me personally, that's kind of what I'm here to do. I feel like I have a very gentle energy because I know a lot of people have suffered immensely in this world. It's not like all sunshine and rainbows. I will be honest with that, you know? But by us being gentle and nurturing and loving ourselves, we allow ourselves to heal. And when we allow ourselves to heal, we allow ourselves to elevate into a higher frequency of faith. We allow ourselves to see the truth of this life that is love, and therefore we're showered and blessed with the frequency of love that was always within us. So sometimes we need to go on these journeys to come back to the very beginning of it all, the essence of we are, of who we are as a baby, and then allow that to be the co-creator of our life, okay? I literally feel like certain memories are leaving my subconscious mind like a divine miracle. Oh, that's beautiful, Mike. Yeah, it's a thing where the more we tune into that loving energy and we do all the energetic somatic work, whatever it is, there's so much out there, right? I know in expansion membership, I have a ton of different energetic works that you can already do because it's all about the energetic. You don't even need to be doing too much mentally. Like I was in therapy for years and I will say this, my therapist was a beautiful soul and she helped me immensely at that time. But I kind of look back now and I was speaking about the same story for like 3 years and rewiring it. We were rewiring. Oh my God, to the point where I became that story. I was that story. I lived and breathed that story. I walked around with that narrative in my head and it overtook my entire life. And that's kind of where I look back now and I go, okay, well, there's got to be something different. We don't have to live up here in the mind. We don't have to live in these old worlds. If you've gone through difficulty, you can let go of that now and allow new to come in. It's more so a lot of us cling on to that hurt and that pain, and we actually keep creating that same experience again and again because we think that's what we're here to experience. We think that's our identity because it's like latched onto us, right? Someone said, I've stopped clinging to my old reality and my life has shifted tremendously. Yeah, you have to let the new in. You've got to let the gut in. If you've especially, oh my God, this is coming for some people, especially, I always laugh because I always get told a name, but I'm hearing the name Joanne. I just have to say that. Especially if you have suffered immensely and you don't really know anything else, this is the most important thing to do is you have to detach from that. You have to say, I am not the suffering. My body experienced it, but I am not that. And therefore you're making way for a new experience, a new life. Okay. So yeah, I'm sending you love and I hope you had a beautiful, blessed day. Make sure to give this little live stream a thumbs up. It really helps me out. And let me know in the chat box where you guys are from. And if you're on the podcast, make sure to give it a star rating. It really helps me out a ton. Oh, love from Ireland. Oh, wow. I just got another card. The reunion, soul recognition, collaboration, partnership, friendship. Yeah. So calling in your soul tribe. Sorry, I just have to say that because that is really important, okay? I choose to let go of my old story so I can let the new one and choose to think and act differently. That's beautiful. Love from France. Oh, I love all the... I love the internet. Okay, sending you love. Have a beautiful, blessed day. I thank you for watching from the bottom of my heart. And I will see you next Monday, unless I decide to sporadically upload, even though I always upload on Monday. And if you are an expansion membership, I will see you guys tomorrow. So, love and light. Bye, babies.